Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today. We are looking at partly cloudy conditions, going to be turning windy. High of about 18 degrees. Then tonight, a low down to about 2 above. But it's going to be dangerous wind chills. In fact, a wind chill advisory kicks in at midnight tonight. That'll go until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Temperature-wise, around southeast Wisconsin, we are looking at this hour starting things out in Kenosha with a reading of 18 degrees. It is 16 in Burlington, 18 in Milwaukee, and it's 18 degrees in Racine. Not guilty is the plea from a Burlington man accused of vandalizing that city's statue of Abraham Lincoln by pulling it down with a truck and a tow strap. In Racine County Circuit Court, 22-year-old Jacob Hines waived his preliminary hearing on a felony count of criminal damage to property. Police called to the vicinity of Canaan State Streets January 30th, found the statue face down in a snowbank, a granite pedestal also on the ground. Witness information led to a truck parked nearby and a tow strap found hanging off the tailgate, Hines being taken into custody at that point. His next court date is going to be in March. Meanwhile, Burlington will rededicate the repaired statue of Lincoln during a Sunday afternoon ceremony. The man accused of shooting his friend over missing money is found guilty in Racine County Circuit Court, first-degree intentional homicide and being a felon in possession of a firearm.
A Racine County jury deliberated less than 90 minutes before announcing the verdicts against 28-year-old Jacob Rogers following a three-day trial. Rogers shot Andrew Jones of Kenosha in an apartment on Three Mile Road in March of 2015. The apartment was wired for video, which captured images of Rogers firing a semi-automatic weapon into the area where the victim was found on a couch. He also told investigators that he had shot Jones after the missing money was found in his shoe. Rogers will be sentenced April 15th. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Charges of felony hit and run causing injury and driving with a revoked license filed against a man from Racine, accused of striking a boy with a vehicle while crossing Highway 20 near Case High School, then leaving the scene of the accident. The boy with a leg injury in that December 22nd accident. Witnesses indicated after the accident, the driver of the offending vehicle got out, checked on the boy, and then drove away, two witnesses identifying the driver as a co-worker. 33-year-old Nicholas Starks reportedly driving away from that scene because he knew that he shouldn't have been driving but denied striking the boy. Police did find damage to his car consistent with the accident. Starks to be back in court later this month. Two women killed early yesterday in a one-vehicle crash in Brown Deer had been ejected from that vehicle. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office identifying them as 20-year-old Kiera Jackson, who was the driver, and 22-year-old passenger Federica Owens Wright. A 20-year-old woman had to be extricated and remains in critical condition. All three women were co-workers at a local Walmart. They were headed home from a restaurant when Jackson apparently lost control and that car rolled at least once. City of Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee recommending denial of a claim by a Kenosha man over his arrest last year by police with the use of a taser plus a canine. Joshua Ammon, still facing allegations of stalking and harassing a former live-in girlfriend, and was observed in a vehicle in West Racine last summer. That according to City Attorney Scott Letney.
He had two warrants for his arrest outstanding, and that he had a propensity to flee and fight when confronted by police. They located him where they thought he was going to be. He did attempt to flee in his vehicle and then jumped out of his car on Washington Avenue and started running.
Letney said that once police caught Ammon in that foot pursuit around Grove Avenue, reports have there being a struggle which led to the use of the taser and the dog biting his leg. Finance Committee recommends the Common Council deny Ammon's claim for $50,000 from the injuries. Ammon has a March court date in this case. The Wauwatosa School Board sending a message to lawmakers in Madison about they want no guns allowed on their school grounds for any reason. The board approving a resolution in response to a bill that would allow concealed carry license holders to be armed at a school. For Wauwatosa, it's rather personal going back to 1993. Wauwatosa West Associate Principal Dale Brightlow was shot and killed in that school by a former student. Brightlow's son is now a principal up in northern Wisconsin. He doesn't believe allowing concealed weapons at schools would deter any school shooting incidents. Well, Governor Walker is touting the success of the Wisconsin Department of Revenue's anti-fraud initiatives. He says over the past 5 years, various programs have saved taxpayers $192 million, $58 million in fraudulent refunds and credits stopped in just the last tax season alone. Governor says that $192 million in fraud stopped since 2011. That's $121 million more than in the previous 5 years, which is an increase of 170%. And on Capitol Hill, the Senate votes to permanently prevent state and local governments from taxing access to the Internet, also telling Wisconsin and six other states you need to phase out what you have.
The bill passed the Senate easily, 75-20, and President Obama is expected to sign it into law. The Internet tax prohibition had broad support in Congress, mainly because there wasn't much of an appetite for senators to vote for a tax in an election year and open the door to taxing the Internet. However, some lawmakers voted against the bill because of trade provisions contained in it and because it left out a more controversial proposal that would let states force online retailers to collect sales taxes for their transactions. Seven states, Hawaii, New Mexico, North Dakota, South Dakota, Ohio, Texas, and Wisconsin, must now phase out taxes they had been placing on access to the Internet by the year 2020. John Stolness, Washington.
Significant new arrivals to report at the Racine Zoo, a pair of African penguins. They are the first of that species to hatch at the zoo in more than 10 years, according to a news release. The first chick, after 38 days of incubation, hatched on January 14th. The second followed a few days after that. Each arriving at just 2 ounces, now they both weigh around 40. Their genders won't be known for several months yet. The public might be able to see them through the exhibit window right now, but zoo officials point out the chicks are pretty much tucked away inside their nests. Plans call for them to go on display in late spring. $1.5 million has been raised so far toward Gateway Technical College's new tuition-free promise program for high school graduates, $300,000 of it from the S.C. Johnson family, $400,000 separately from company chairman and CEO Fisk Johnson. The goal is a $3 million endowment to supplement student financial aid, an initiative that's attracted lots of local attention, explaining the turnout for the formal announcement on the Racine Gateway campus. Among the speakers, Kelly Semro, Senior VP of Corporate Communications with SCJ.
We care very much about this promise. We like to be involved in firsts. We at SC Johnson like to think of ourselves as innovators. And we like that Gateway and Brian leads in innovation.
Gateway Promise Program dollars are going to get their first use with high school juniors seeking to enroll at Gateway in the fall of 2017. UW Parkside Chancellor Debbie Ford applauding Gateway's Promise announcement, calling the free tuition initiative an important step toward improving affordable access to higher education. Dr. Ford also noting that anybody getting an associate degree from Gateway still has the chance for a bachelor's degree at Parkside, thanks to almost 20 academic partnerships between the two schools. Village of Pleasant Prairie officials had planned to apply for grants that would cover the widening of Highway 165 from Prairie Springs Park to near the interstate. State Department of Transportation says there are now federal funds available for a portion of the expansion. It means transportation economic assistance grants and tax incremental financing funds will not be necessary. State road improvement funding will cover the remaining cost of the project, which is to include an additional bridge over the Des Plaines River. The DOT also announcing a new time frame for the $6.5 million project. Bids to be solicited in June, the work to begin in August. And lending in Wisconsin grew by 9.6% at 150 state-chartered credit unions last year compared to 2014. That's according to the Department of Financial Institutions. In the 12 months ending December 31st, among other things, total loans were up $20.2 billion and assets grew by 9.3%. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are there whenever you want. Look in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.